これからリスニングテストを始めます。それではリスニングテストのページを開いてください。このテストには2つのパートがあります。パート1ではカンバセーション、パート2ではモノログが流れてきます。では、パート1の説明をいたします。パート1には、問い35から問い58までの問題があります。それぞれの会話に対して、1つまたは2つの質問が流れます。会話と質問を聞き、正しいと思われるものの記号をマークしてください。会話を聞きながら、メモを取っても構いません。すべて一度しか流れませんので、注意して聞いてください。それでは始めます。
Listening Comprehension Part 1 Conversations Short Conversations Conversation 35
What smells good?
Oh, it's just a recipe I found online. The dish looked interesting, so I wanted to try it out.
Wait, but I thought you didn't like to cook.
I know, but lately I have been spending too much on eating out.
Question 35. Which one of the statements is correct? Conversation 36.
I always have trouble picking a book to read.
Why don't you ask the librarian what she recommends?
I did, but I don't really enjoy the kinds of books she likes.
Well, you can always check online to see which books have the best reviews.
Question 36. Which one of the statements is correct? Conversation 37.
Are you going to be ready to leave for the airport soon? I think we should arrive 2 hours before our flight.
That's a good idea. We can eat dinner there. What time is our flight? 10 p.m.? Can you check?
I have some bad news. We made a mistake. The flight was at 10 a.m. this morning.
What? I can't believe this! I'd better call the airline to reschedule right away.
Question 37. Which one of the statements is correct? Conversation 38.
I'm working on a group project about eco-friendly products. Can you think of any examples?
I recently read a newspaper article about an eco-friendly car developed by a major Japanese car manufacturer.
How exactly is it eco-friendly?
The company is trying to achieve a carbon-neutral society by making cars that don't use gasoline.
Question 38. Which one of the statements is correct? Conversation 39.
Hi, Jennifer. I heard that you were sick.
Who told you that?
Tom. He said you weren't in English class today.
Really? I was there. Oh, he was talking about the other Jennifer.
Question 39. Which one of the statements is correct? Conversation 40.
What shall we have for dinner tonight?
Let's go out. It's been a while since we've gone to a restaurant.
Oh, that's a great idea. Can we go to the Italian place near the station?
How about the curry shop instead? We had pasta for dinner last night.
Good point. I like your suggestion. Let's do that.
Question 40. Which one of the statements is correct? Conversation 41.
Wow. This line is longer than I expected. Do you think they will be sold out?
Probably not. I think most people are actually here to watch the new action movie, so we should be fine.
That's good to know. But our movie will start in 5 minutes, so why don't I grab some popcorn and soda while you wait in line for the tickets?
Sounds good. Let's meet at the souvenir shop in a minute then.
Question 41. Which one of the statements is correct? Conversation 42.
Hi, Mary. I haven't seen you around for a while.
I know. I've been so busy lately.
Really? What have you been up to?
Actually, I started working part-time at a bookstore last month.
Question 42. Which one of the statements is correct? Conversation 43.
Have you met the new exchange student yet? I didn't get a chance to say hi, but I heard she is from Brazil.
Yeah, I met her during lunch today. Her English is amazing. She actually helped me with my English homework.
Wow, that's surprising. I guess Brazilian schools have great English programs.
Well, she grew up in Canada. So she said her English is as good as her Portuguese.
Question 43. Which one of the statements is correct? Conversation 44.
Excuse me, miss. When is the due date for these three books that I have just borrowed?
I am sorry. I beg your pardon?
When do I have to return these books?
Today is Monday, April 15th, so they will be due in 2 weeks on April 29th.
Question 44. Which one of the statements is correct? Conversation 45.
Recently, I have had some trouble sleeping. Do you have any tips for falling asleep?
Have you tried stretching before going to bed? That can calm you down.
Yes, but it always gives me more energy, so I become more awake.
What about listening to classical music? Piano or violin music relaxes me.
Question 45. Which one of the statements is correct? Conversation 46.
Can you guess how much this laptop computer is?
$2,150.
Exactly right. How did you know?
I was thinking of buying the same one.
Question 46. Which one of the statements is correct? Conversation 47.
It's awfully hot and humid today.
I know. I can't stand it. I feel like having an ice cream.
Me too. Why don't we go to that new ice cream stand across the street from the university?
There's always a long line there. I don't want to wait in line when it's so hot.
Question 47. Which one of the statements is correct about the man? Conversation 48.
I'm glad the new term has started. All of my classes are quite interesting. How is your new history class?
I have a new professor, Dr. Smith. She seems to be okay, but I'm not sure.
What do you mean?
Well, it can be hard to hear her voice because she speaks so softly. But otherwise, she is a kind person.
Question 48. What does the man think of the new professor? Conversation 49.
Have you started doing the homework?
The homework for English class?
Yes, we have to write poems about ourselves.
I haven't done it yet, but I think yours will probably be long. You've done so many interesting things.
Question 49. Which one of the statements is correct about the speakers? Conversation 50.
We have a new English teacher at our high school.
That's nice. Where is she from?
She's from California, but she said that her great-grandparents were originally from Hiroshima. They moved to America over 100 years ago.
So, your teacher is Japanese-American?
Yes. I was surprised that we have the same last name.
Question 50. Which one of the statements is correct about the woman? Long conversations. Long conversation 1.
Are you busy after school today?
Yes, I'm going to meet my older sister.
That sounds like fun. Can I ask you about our math homework later?
Sure, please text me.
Okay, thanks. Some of the questions are difficult.
I think so too. It's good that we can help each other.
When are you going to do your homework?
I want to finish before 10 p.m.
Question 51. What does the man want to talk to the woman about? Question 52. According to the conversation, which one of the statements is correct about the speakers? Long conversation 2.
I have some great news.
What happened?
I won the speech competition. Out of the 5 finalists, I came in first. I couldn't believe it.
Well, you deserve it. You had been practicing every day for at least 3 months. Isn't that correct?
Yes, I had. However, at one point, I was thinking of giving up and withdrawing from the contest.
Well, I'm so glad you didn't. You should be very proud of yourself. How are you going to celebrate?
My parents are going to take me to a popular Korean restaurant in the city.
That sounds wonderful. Once again, congratulations on your victory.
Question 53. Which one of the statements is correct about the man? Question 54. Which one of the statements is correct? Long conversation 3.
I'm going to spend all day at the beach tomorrow. Do you want to come?
Are you going to try to find clams?
No, I heard they're not safe to eat.
Then why are you going to the beach?
I love watching the ocean. It's really relaxing.
That sounds nice, but I have to study for a test.
Then you shouldn't go. You'd have to take an early morning train and wouldn't get home until late at night.
You're right. Thanks for asking, though. I'm sure you'll have a good time.
Question 55. What are the man and the woman talking about? Question 56. According to the conversation, which one of the statements is correct? Long conversation 4.
I'm so hungry.
Didn't you have breakfast this morning?
I usually don't eat breakfast. I'm always in a rush when I'm getting ready in the morning.
Well, it is often said that eating a good breakfast in the morning gives you the energy that you will need for the rest of the day.
Really? I didn't know that.
In addition, if you eat a good breakfast, you are less likely to overeat at lunchtime and at dinner time.
That's interesting. Come to think of it, I always eat so much for dinner. I often eat late at night, too.
That's what I mean. It's better not to skip meals in the morning.
Question 57. What are the speakers mainly talking about? Question 58. Which one of the statements is correct?
それでは。リスニングテストのパート2を始めます。パート2では3つのモノログが流れます。パート2には問い59から問い64までの問題があります。それぞれのモノログに対して2つの質問が流れます。メモを取りながら聞いて正しいと思われるものの記号をマークしてください。すべて一度しか流れませんので、注意して聞いてください。それでは始めます。
Listening Comprehension Part 2 Monologues Monologue 1
Hello students, my name is Lucy, and I am the director of the Intensive English Program of our university.We are so excited to have you join us for our 3-week online English program starting on February 22nd. We need to gather some information about you for the program. Please click the link to go to our online program registration. You will enter your name and email address and then fill out a document. After that, you will have to read the section about our program policies. Please complete this before January 27th.On February 15th, a week before the starting date of the program, I will email you with all of the contact information for your program. It will include a detailed schedule, the names and email addresses of your instructors, the online class information for your program, and your conversation partner information. If you have questions, please email me and ask.
Question 59. What should the students do right after they fill out a document? Question 60. Which one of the statements is correct? Monologue 2.
How many planets are in our solar system? Well, until 2006, the correct answer was 9. But scientists decided that Pluto should not be a true planet and changed the total number to 8. The change happened when scientists changed the definition of a planet. They said a true planet should be round in shape, circle around the sun, and not share its space with other large objects. As it turns out, Pluto is round and does circle around the sun, but it also shares its space with other large rocks. Although a few scientists still believe that Pluto should be a true planet, it is now officially renamed as a dwarf planet. Similar to true planets, dwarf planets circle around the sun and are round in shape. However, unlike true planets, they can share their space with other large rocks. Since this change, scientists have designated 4 more objects as dwarf planets in our solar system.
Question 61. Which one of the statements is correct? Question 62. According to the monologue, which one of the following is not a characteristic of Pluto? Monologue 3. You can try a simple experiment with your own dog at home to find out if it can learn the name of a new object after only hearing it 4 times. In the past, people thought only humans had this ability of learning the name of a new thing. But a group of scientists found that a few talented dogs showed the ability as well. So, how can you tell whether your own dog can do that or not? You just follow the steps the scientist took. Then, you can find out whether your dog can learn the name of an object quickly. But don't worry if your dog doesn't show that ability. Like I said, the ability is something that not all dogs have. Only a specific kind of dog seems to have the ability. Question 63. What is this monologue mainly about? Question 64. Which one of the statements is correct according to the monologue?
これでリスニングテストを終わります。筆記用具を置いて試験官の指示に従ってください。